KMI Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, January 14th. Coming up, a local film competition challenges participants to make a movie in 48 hours. We'll hear more on that story coming up, but first, these headlines. The state Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday on whether Illinois employees should be paid for work-related activities off the clock. Two ex-warehouse workers sued Amazon for not paying them while getting company-ordered COVID testing before their shifts during the pandemic. Here's attorney John Frawley representing the ex-workers.
If you require your employee to do something, then you have to pay your employee to do that thing.
Amazon attorney Gary Feinerman warned a ruling in favor of the ex-workers would harm employers.
Imposing that kind of retrospective, unplanned liability would be devastating, especially for small businesses.
Democrats control the high court by a 5-2 majority. A Democrat running for U.S. Senate in Illinois wants to abolish Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Kevin Ryan is a former teacher and Marine who served in Afghanistan. He says the agency has become too politicized under President Trump. ICE and Border Patrol agents have clashed with protesters and arrested hundreds of people in the Chicago area since September.
It has gone well beyond its scope, and their aggressive abuses of power and use of force are it's so egregious that we need to get rid of it, and we need to set up something new. Something new that doesn't have the same kind of law enforcement capability and funding that ICE has.
Ryan told Illinois Public Media's The 21st Show President Biden's administration made a mistake by not having stricter enforcement at the southern border. Ryan is one of 11 Democrats hoping to fill the seat being vacated by Dick Durbin. A Champaign honorary street recognizes historian Abram Saker, one of the early leaders of Illini Hillel. IPM Student Newsroom's Leili Nazarva reports Saker went on to become one of the most influential figures in Jewish higher education.
It's Friday night, Shabbat. Inside the Illini Hillel building, a room glows with warm candlelight. Today, Hillel provides a safe space for over 1,000 Jewish Illini. But its story began in 1923, when Abram Saker first joined the history faculty at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He'd previously lost a job in Indiana due to anti-Semitism, according to numerous sources. Saker soon stepped into a leadership role with Illini Hillel, at a time when many campus groups required students to be churchgoers, essentially excluding Jews. The Hillel movement has since spread to over 1,000 college campuses around the world. Eris Cohen now leads Illini Hillel.
This small dream to help out 200 students have grown into an international effort to really provide the same level of resources to Jewish students all around the world.
To mark Hillel's 100th anniversary, Cohen applied for two honorary street designations for both Saker and Illini Hillel's founder, Rabbi Benjamin Frankel. I'm Lydia Nazarva, IPM News.
This story is part of IPM's Student Newsroom's new series, Champaign's Honorary Streets, The Stories Behind the Signs. The series is rolling out this week and next. You can catch it on air on the 217 Today podcast and find more stories from the series at ipmnewsroom.org. Still to come, a local film competition challenges participants to make a movie in 48 hours. That story coming up, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for cloudy skies, blustery winds, and a chance of snow flurries with a high of 35 degrees, and a northwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 14 degrees, northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 27 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of light snow and a low of 20 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. And for Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow and a high of 38 degrees, with a west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, in his new novel, George Packer imagines a society in collapse. Some see opportunity, others danger. It's called The Emergency, and it raises the question, what do we owe each other when things fall apart? I'm Brian Mackey with George Packer for the Hour, next time on The 21st Show. Join us. at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Champaign Movie Makers is hosting its annual 48-hour film competition starting this Friday. Teams will have 2 days to make a unique movie based off of the same prompt. Andrew Stangley is the director of Champaign Movie Makers and has been running the 48-hour film competition for nearly 2 decades. I spoke with him about the competition and the accompanying 48-hour film festival.
So this is a competition that lasts 48 hours. At the beginning, I will hand out a prompt to every team that registered, and they will have exactly 48 hours to write, film, and edit a movie to give back to me. And then we will screen them the following weekend, and they will be judged on how creatively they use the prompt.
Do you create the prompts for the filmmakers?
Yes. I am newly in charge of Champaign Movie Makers as of like a year ago. But I have been running the 48-hour film competition for Champaign Movie Makers throughout its entire existence. I wait until I know how many teams we're going to have, and then the night before, I make the prompt so I don't spill anything to anyone accidentally. Because the idea is to not come in with an idea of what you're going to shoot and then shoehorn in the prompt that I give. The idea is to make the movie based on the prompt that's given out. So I don't want to give anybody any hints ahead of time.
Who can be a part of this? Do you have to be an expert? Do you have to have equipment? How do people just show up and know what to do?
Yeah, anyone can be a part of it. We have teams of people who are filmmakers already. They have equipment. They know what they're doing. We also have a sign up for free agents, which are basically anyone who wants to participate but doesn't have a team. But they think they can offer something to somebody else, either acting or writing or music or whatever they feel like they could supply, or they just want to try something creative. But ultimately, the goal of this is not to make a big budget feature, you know, spectacle. It's to just be creative. So when we show the movies and when they're judged, they're not judged on technical quality. They're judged on creativity. You can make a movie with your phone if that's all you have. That's fine. It's perfectly fine.
And can it be? It can be any age.
Yeah, it's generally been adults that have done things here, but we've had some students on teams as well, and some younger kids involved over the years. So it's there's no age limit.
What happens at the screening?
So we will have a screening the following weekend, January 25th at 3 p.m. at the Savoy 16. Basically, I will reveal the prompt to all the attendees that are there, and then we will watch the short films that were made. Judges will go out into the hallway to deliberate and choose their winner, and we'll watch a few other selections of shorts, things from the vault, other locally made shorts, but nothing that's specific to this year's 48-hour film competition. And then the judges will come back in, announce their winner. Usually they say, you know, make comments about all the movies, and then we'll hand a trophy out to the winning team.
Is that open to the public, the screening?
Yes. Ooh. It is open to the public, and it is free.
Nice. I remember going last year, and it was very cool to see the movies from that year that were part of it, but also movies from the past.
Yeah, I try to bring a selection of things, ideally not from the people that made things for the 48-hour competition, try to spread out amongst other filmmakers. But I try to show some interesting things that people might not have seen or might not have seen for a while.
Champaign Movie Makers has a lot of events that happen. What makes this unique compared to the others, if there is any unique factor to it?
This one in particular brings in people who aren't normally involved in movie making. It's a very high and low commitment. You have to be committed for an entire weekend, but only an entire weekend. So you don't have to like think months in advance or how long am I going to schedule these things or whatever. It's very much just do something in 2 days and have fun with it. And so people are allowed to experiment and try new things without worrying about it being perfect, because you only have 2 days. You can't get it perfect. It's going to be what it's going to be by the turn and date. So instead of stressing about making it perfect, you just got to get it done.
If you're interested in participating in the 48-hour film competition, you must register ahead of time before Friday, January 16th. You can find registration information and more at champagnemoviemakers.com. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Kimberly Schofield. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Reginald Hardwick, Leili Nazarva, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.